In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of light. Because Jesus is talking about two groups of people, one group that walks in darkness, and one group that follows him, one must ask how one moves from being in darkness to following Jesus. The simple and accurate answer is given by St. Mark. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, which he immediately follows up with the opposite possibility, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. But believing and being baptized looks at the situation from our perspective, the perspective of one who does not walk in darkness. What is the perspective of one who is still in darkness? There are two characteristics of such people that makes the change to a follower of Jesus very daunting. First, anyone walking in darkness accepts the darkness as a normal part of his or her life. It is natural to think, if you are walking in darkness and have known nothing but darkness, that there is nothing but darkness. It is necessary for someone from outside yourself, someone from outside the darkness, to tell you that there is something else. When I was about 4 years old, my mother asked me if I could see what was in front of the neighbor's house, several hundred feet from our house. I told her that I saw something red, but I didn't know what it was. It was just a red blob. My mother asked me if I couldn't tell that what I saw was a wagon. I replied, "No, I can't tell. Should I be able to tell what it is?" Should I be able to tell what it is? Yes, I should have been able to do that, but it seemed quite normal to me not to be able to see the wagon. Why shouldn't my experience be normal? Why should I think that my normality was not really normal? I had to have someone outside myself, my mother in this case, tell me that what I was experiencing was not normal, that there was something better for me. In my case, glasses. And so it is with those walking in darkness. They have to hear someone from outside their darkness telling them that darkness is not all there is. They have to hear especially the message of the law, and after that, the message about Jesus. And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? So those in darkness have need of those who are sent to preach to them. And God has always sent those who preached to those in darkness. He called and sent his prophets during the time before Jesus Christ. He now calls and sends pastors to do the same thing. And about 2,000 years ago, he sent his Son, who came down from heaven, took on human flesh, came into our dark world, and preached to those who walk in darkness, just as we hear him doing in our text today. And how are we to know whether someone is still in the darkness? Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." The Father and the Son cannot be separated. Where the Father is, there is the Son, and where the Son is, there is the Father. Anyone who claims to believe in one without believing in the other believes in neither. And the Father and the Son cannot be separated from the Holy Spirit. Whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Catholic faith. And the Catholic faith is this: that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. In the beginning of his gospel, St. John writes, "In the Word was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Another possibility for translating the Greek verb here is, "The darkness has not comprehended it." This brings us to the second characteristic of those who walk in darkness. Even after hearing about the light, those in darkness prefer to stay in the darkness, not understanding or refusing to understand the light. While it seems perfectly normal and proper to us who follow the light of the world to escape the darkness, those in darkness are under the influence of sin, and that sin blinds them, which seems a strange metaphor. How can those in darkness be even more blind than they already are? Sin blinds them from the truth. They actually prefer to stay in the darkness. We can see this preference also in many other areas of human life, to choose the wrong, the result of original sin, the sin of Adam against God's commandment that has been passed down to all his offspring. In the academy, for example, it is almost impossible to write a dissertation that does not take the historical critical method seriously. A Dr. Vater will not allow a dissertation under his supervision to undermine everything he has believed and taught during his academic career. If he accepts such a dissertation as accurate and correct, worthy of a doctoral degree, then he has been living a lie and teaching a lie. Pride, one of the seven deadly sins, will not allow him to admit that. So sin continues to reach into the lives of unbelievers, using the sin of pride and other sins to keep people from admitting that their lives thus far have been lies. Sin keeps them trapped in the very same darkness into which they were born. It is only through the power of the Holy Spirit working through the preached word and sacraments that anyone can and will be saved, moved from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. St. Peter had it right. "You are a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." God has called us out of darkness. No one ever decided to follow the light because he figured out that the light was better than darkness. But now, having been called out of darkness, we understand Jesus' words, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Thank God that there was a pastor who proclaimed God's salvation to you in the water of baptism. Thank God that there are still pastors who proclaim that same salvation through preaching the word, administering the Lord's Supper, and through declaring absolution. And thank God that he continues to call pastors, sending them out into the world to proclaim Jesus, the light of the world, so that even more people will be called out of darkness into the wondrous light of life. In the name of Jesus, amen.